Eagles football on 96.9 The Fox.
Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9 is brought to you by Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Bailey Chevrolet, Mountain View Auto Parts, your local Park City Auto Parts store, Greg's Body Shop, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, Foster's Appliance, Coulter Heating and Cooling, the Anchor 24-hour convenience store, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, the Ozark Trading Post, Monarch Realty, Mountain View Lumber Company, Gentleman Jim's Towing, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Godfather's Pizza, Simmons Bank, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Video live stream made possible by Casey's Tree Service, Jack and Sally's Get and Go Deli and Cafe, and by Champs Fitness.
Liberty! Liberty Eagles football on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
And a very good Friday night. It's about time for some Liberty Eagle football. The kickoff again has been pushed back to 8 p.m. as the Eagles are on the road at Miller and senior night for the Miller Cardinals. Now, Liberty did see Miller last year. It just was in basketball at the Walnut Grove tournament. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning, and no video stream tonight. It's just the setup. There's no way that we not ideal for visiting accommodation. I mean, we could, but all you would see would be the back of the numbers of the Miller Cardinals.
Kids on the sideline.
Yeah, we're not very high up. But we'll do a live video stream of a girls' volleyball game here in the very near future, so be listening for that opportunity. But we still want to, you know, give a big shout-out. Thank you to Jack and Sally's Deli and Cafe. You going to be there tomorrow morning?
I will be.
Okay.
I had it for lunch today, too.
And, you know, if you want to visit about Liberty Eagle Sports, Jack and Sally's Deli and Cafe in Mountain View and Nappy Town. Champs Fitness, you know, fitness centers open 24/7, volleyball lessons also. Private virtual fitness and nutrition coaching. Check out their webpage, get fit at champsfitness.com. Also, Casey's Tree Service. If you've got a tree that you need removed, a limb, that's definitely the people you need to get in contact with is Casey's Tree Service in Mountain View. And, of course, they service the surrounding area as well. The Miller Cardinals laid the wood to Kabul last Friday night, 66-0. It was like when we were told 35-0 in the first quarter or something like that.
Yep.
So Miller can score some points. Liberty picked up a nice victory at home last Friday night over Scott City. And, you know, and they did it in a, you know, in a facet of just balance.
I was going to say in a convincing fashion, but it was all very balanced.
Yeah, they, you know, 444 yards total offense. Liberty ran 58 plays, 24 pass, 34 runs. Been a while since we've kind of been, you know, more run than pass, but you know, you take what the defense gives you, and that's kind of what Liberty did last Friday night.
And give it, you know, I mean, it may be a new coach, new schemes. You know, they're going to come out and say, hey, you know, we've been known for this spread, and we're going to burn you deep for the last 10, 12 years. You know, we can run the ball too.
Yeah, well, and that was the thing. So many teams have been playing Liberty, you know, a light box, and you just because Liberty's going to throw it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll run seven defensive backs or put seven back in coverage, basically, and just try to stop the run, get pressure with four. But Liberty took advantage of that against Scott City. And, you know, big night for Roger Hafner, and also a big night
for Wyatt Cox, and kind of a coming out party for Cooper Holden. He had two picks and a couple catches. All right, we're going to pause for the singing of the national anthem, and we'll come back with starters.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Here we are. It is Liberty Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. Eagles and the Cardinals. Neither team out on the field yet. Again, an 8 p.m. kickoff. Some scores. Mount Grove leads West Plains 14-7 in the second quarter. Skyline leads Willow 14-7. And Houston was leading Catholic 7-0. Houston may want to play all their games at Kabul now.
That will be a nice complex when they get it finished up there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely spending some money on it. They're hoping that by October 9th, and that would be against Willow, they're kind of hoping they'll be able to play on their field on the 9th. So the Cardinals make their way out onto the field. Cardinals will be wearing gray helmets, red jerseys, gray pants, white trimmed out. In white. Now we will see a lot of Jaden Madison.
Yeah, he's what have we talked to? 3, 4, 5 different people, and
he's the engine.
He's the only kid that they've talked about.
Yeah.
Thus far here this evening with us,
and he'll play quarterback and defensive back. So. And he is a senior.
Number 3 is correct?
Number 3, yeah. And then also we were informed about number 22, Connor Neely. He's a running back. And then Charlie Langston, running back, wing back, slot back. Of course, you know, Cardinals are kind of a spread team. They'll spread it out. Try to do a multiple facet of things.
I mean, they showed last week they can put some points on the board.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, what I'd like to see is Liberty's defense come out, make a really good stand here early.
Yeah.
Get some points on the board. You know, make them play from behind rather than playing with Liberty or from in front. So,
well, number wise, both teams they have probably about the same amount of players. What did I say? 20 upperclassmen, though, for Miller. They got 10 seniors and 10 juniors.
Yeah, 10 seniors. It's kind of different. They did their senior night tonight and their
first home game.
Yeah, and they said they've been doing it for the last 4 years just for injury purposes. That way all the seniors,
they're not coming out on crutches,
or anything. So kind of a neat perspective on it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I get it.
either or. But starting to cool down a little bit. Sun is set. Lights are on. It was hot today. It's going to be hot again tomorrow. Again, that heat advisory, it's in place till through the weekend. Looking at 97 Saturday, 98 on Sunday, Labor Day 96. We should maybe see a little bit of a break, like maybe Thursday and Friday next week, Friday and Saturday of next week, upper 80s. So we'll see if that
brings back
true.
When you're talking about upper 80s, is the cooling break.
Yeah. For the Liberty Eagles, we'll see Roger Hafner, Easton Smotherman, Graham Toon, Jasper Melby, Carter Ellett, Cooper Holden, and Wyatt Cox. And then in the trenches, Matthew Brooks, Paxton Hunter, Blake Hendricks, Preston Smothers, Caden Day Gardner, Reed Toon, and Brian Thompson. And sprinkle in a few more. The JV boys, they picked up a win Monday night. They went to Scott City.
Yep, went to Scott City.
I believe one
pretty big. I want to say it was like 50-something to 12.
I believe the junior high got a win Thursday night, and they were hosting Ava. Volleyball girls played Tuesday.
Yep. They played at Licking Tuesday, got the win, coming off of the district state showcase last weekend.
Yeah.
Liberty had a good showing up there. You know, still early season stuff, but just kind of got to get some bugs worked out. But, yeah, Liberty Volleyball is going to be right back in the saddle here come next week. So look forward to a really, really exciting year. Coach Tutts got them posed and ready to roll. So,
well, when I talked with her, she's like, this may be the deepest roster she's had.
Yeah, I think she's got 25 girls.
Yeah,
I mean it's insane.
Yeah,
and I mean they're all legitimate players too. So,
still Liberty.
Yeah,
they'll be working.
Here they come.
Yeah.
So the fashionably late. We're on time.
Oh yeah,
just fashionably late.
Miller, Missouri, and they got a natural grass field. I mean, really nice turf for Bermuda, and it looks like it's cut pretty tight, and looks like it's fast. Fast field.
Yeah, it looks. Really good shape. Well, first home game, so.
Yeah. We got a Cardinal out, the big M, and with the Cardinal in the middle of it.
Nice facility.
Yeah. Press box is a little bit low. A little bit. Just, you know, it needs to be about 40 more feet up in the air.
And a little more roomy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, who's complaining, right?
We're here. The Eagles are on the field, and they will be wearing red helmets, white jerseys, navy blue pants, and their numbers will be trimmed out in navy blue. Both teams here 1-0 on the year.
Liberty comes in ranked number 6 in Class 2. After week one.
Yeah.
Which, I mean.
It's kind of crazy to have a ranking. You just.
Yeah, I'd like to see the state rankings come out after about
week two or three
at the earliest.
Yeah. You just don't know. You know, you don't know much about anybody, you know. You know, Miller handled Kabul. Liberty handled Scott City, but. How good is either one of those teams?
Right.
You know,
I mean
you just don't
have anything to compare it to.
So, with that, we will know a little bit more after four quarters of football. September, here we are. The Missouri Tigers won last night. They played Arkansas Pine Bluff, and that was, it kind of went just as what, how most people thought it would go. There'll be a bunch of college football on starting tomorrow.
Yep.
3-day weekend, too.
It's here.
3-day weekend coming at us. So it will be just all out football. Captains are coming out to midfield. We'll do the coin toss. We're getting closer to kickoff. And Liberty travels well. They're across the way. Got some Liberty fans over there. Right below us is going to be Miller. And again, we're not, what, 16 feet, 12 feet up?
Yeah, I was going to say
12. Yeah, we're not very high up. The one thing we got going for us is there's not a whole lot of numbers to obstruct. But there will be areas that will be a little bit tough to pick some things out. Connor Neely, captain. Also, Trenton Pierce.
Mason Neely. And Jalen Madsen. On the Liberty side, looks like you got Reed Toon,
Paxton Hunter. I know Reed and Paxton.
Looks like Matthew Brooks. No.
Melby. And Caden Day Gardner. So I didn't catch who won the toss.
Yeah, they never even signaled it.
All right, we're about ready for kickoff. Right now. Yeah, they're, I don't know with us starting at 8 o'clock if there'll be mandatory water breaks or not.
I would say so just through the first couple weeks here. I think
we didn't have any last week.
Really?
Nope. They did not take any mandatory water breaks last week.
It looks like Liberty will be the kicking team.
Liberty will get the football to start the second half. Right?
Yep.
So back to receive. Well, we mentioned him earlier, Jalen Madsen, number 3.
And Sam Ferguson.
Yeah, number 8. That, or
six.
Six, number 6.
Yep.
Liberty will spot it up. And, well, we got some different numbers. 26, that may be Wyatt Cox, 26 tonight. Liberty's got so many jerseys, it's hard to keep straight who's who. The number configuration is very oddballish, to say the least. But, yeah, Cox is not 44 tonight. He's
26.
And the kick, it's a squib, and Miller will down it first and 10. Great field position for their first drive. They'll have it at their own 45-yard line. First down, Miller. Madsen will work out of the shotgun. Slot right. Deuces to the left, and it's a loose football, and there's going to be
a sack and a flag.
I think you're going to get like a horse collar.
He didn't have him, though. It just he went and his arm went over his helmet, his forearm. So that should not be.
There it is. First foul.
Face mask?
I mean, he goes.
It was his
top.
He goes forearm.
He goes over the top.
Yeah, he went
on a fumble, mind you.
Yeah. See, even the Miller Cardinals, they're breaking huddle. They're a little surprised by that. So, it's going to be at the Liberty 49-yard line. They called face mask, but, I mean, it was nowhere near a face mask. It's kind of a odd call. Out shotgun. Oh, another bad snap. Liberty picks it up. Ellett gets it. Karma comes right back. And it's 1st and 10, Liberty at the Cardinal 35-yard line. Carter Ellett came off the edge on the far side off the bad snap. So 1st and 10, Liberty. Graham Toon. He'll work out of the pistol. Cox spots up about 4 yards deep.
Yeah, they snapped it too early. Whitehead hadn't blown the whistle.
Uh-huh.
Thank God, because the snap hit Graham right in the face.
Right in the face mask.
He was buckling his helmet.
Yeah. Let's try it again. 1st and 10 for the Eagles in Cardinal territory. Snap, dropping back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket, looking downfield. Now he's got to run. Gets to the edge and will step out of bounds near the 25. They're going to probably mark him out at the they're going to be at the 27-yard line.
You'll pick up about 9 on that.
Yep, 9 on the carry. 2nd and 1 for Liberty. Pressure came from the right side. Number 8, Clayton, came through for the Cardinals. Toon hands it off to Cox. Cox is gobbled up right at, well, maybe a loss of a yard. No gain. Loss of a yard. Maybe yard and a half. So it's going to be 3rd short. Ball is at the 30. So, yeah, he lost 2 yards on the play. 3rd and short, Cardinals show blitz, and they'll get it to Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett finds a hole, takes it up the middle, dives near the 19-yard line. That'll be enough for Liberty 1st down.
Nice play call there. It's kind of a double wing set. Carter come off the right side.
Had a couple options, too. Could have kind of bounced it out, but he took the for sure 1st down and cut it up. 1st and 10, Liberty. Ball is at the Cardinal 21-yard line. Shotgun. Toss. They get it to Melby. Melby looks to get to the edge.
There's
he finds the seam. Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown! Jasper Melby takes it in from 21 yards out, and the Eagles are on the board 1st. Melby had some blockers. One was Carter Ellett on the side. Also, Roger Hafner. Both did a really good job downfield. Eagles will line up now for the 2-point conversion. Pistol formation. Back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Toon. He's going to try and take it himself. Oh, zips it in, and it's caught. 2-point conversion is good.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice throw back across his body. Good strong arm. Good strong throw.
8-0 Liberty. And, well, the time on the clock is evidently not working, so it's not double zeros, I know that, but I do know we're in the first quarter. We'll take a break, come right back with the kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to
approval. It's time for new appliances from Foster's Appliance in downtown Mountain View. Foster's Appliance has top brands, great prices, and they service what they sell. Stop by and check out their full line of refrigerators, freezers, laundry sets, and products from name brands such as GE, Crosley, and Speed Queen. And don't forget, they also work on almost all brands of appliances. That's Foster's Appliance, 104 West 1st Street, Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Liberty with the kickoff, and now we got a penalty flag thrown. Ellett makes the stop for Liberty back at the 34.
I think we're going to get a block
in the back.
Yeah.
So that will... It appears it'll be against the Cardinals. So first and 10 holding against Miller. Yeah, 10-yard penalty. So that'll put them inside the – put them about the 26-yard line, hey, somewhere around there, 26, 27. Eagles score first, 8-0. Here in the first quarter. Again, the clocks, well, the play clock is now up, so.
Yeah, they started months about 23,
but the game clock is not functioning. First and 10, Miller. Jalen Madsen works under center this go around.
Straight dive.
And he's going to keep
counter.
It and makes the move.
Option.
And, yep, takes it and takes it to midfield. So Madsen brings it across the 50 to the Liberty 49.
28 yards on that.
Yeah, went right up the gut. So a big chunk of real estate picked up by the Cardinals, first and 10, back into Liberty territory. 8-0 Liberty. Again, no live stream tonight, just to set up the facility, it would not allow it. We wouldn't be able to. There's no view. We'll do a volleyball game here in the very near future. Pistol, two backs. They give it to the tailback. He gets to the outside and will pick up about 4 yards on the carry. Melby, number 9, in on that tackle for the Eagles. Brings up second down. It's going to be about second and 5. Play called in from the sideline. Madsen.
Yeah, that was Ferguson coming out of the backfield on that last one.
And a burst of speed. Cardinals working under center. And single wing. To the fullback,
straight
right
dive.
Up the gut, dive play, and he just keeps moving people.
That's number 22.
Yeah. So the Cardinals are attacking the Eagles just right up the gut. They're going right at Toon, playing middle linebacker. Caden Day Garner,
yeah, he picked
playing over center.
20 right there, just on a straight dive. Liberty having to respect the option. Just kind of got burned up front there on the straight fullback dive.
So another set of downs for the Cardinals. First and 10 at the Liberty 25. Liberty leads 8-0. Couple of wideouts, one on each side. Slot back. quarterback, keeper, tries to get outside, gets to the edge, and it's not there. It's Carter Ellis.
Going to be about a loss of one.
I think they're going to give him.
Yep. Yeah, they call it a loss.
Yep, loss of a yard. Second and 11. Cardinals in four down territory. 8-0 Eagles. Cardinals break the huddle. They'll work out of the pistol. We got wide outs, one on each side. Mart out wide to the near side. They'll hand it off to the tailback, looking to get to the edge. There's nothing there.
Nothing there.
Liberty, good job. Speed
on the outside.
That was Paxton Hunter, double nickels, that was really closing fast. He took away the cut up and
lost the two on that.
So third and 13. Well, Cardinals, they've had all their success
right up the middle.
The gut. Yeah. A gap. They got two backs. They fake the handoff, rolling out, pressure. Eagles give chase. Cox tries to get him in the backfield. Liberty forces him out of bounds, but he's going to be well short of the first down. He'll pick up about 6, maybe 7 yards on the carry. And it will bring up 4th and 8. So
you saw in the first possession, Miller came out. They were in the pistol. Two bad snaps. Up until the last three snaps, they had been under center this whole drive.
Yeah. Or back to the shotgun. No, they're back under center right now. No, they're
nope. Shotgun.
Motion. Left to right. Trips to the right side. Liberty doesn't move. Timeout. Miller to talk things over. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Get a let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Shop our large selection of new Chevrolet Buick and GMC vehicles, plus a huge inventory of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We make buying easy with our best price up front, so you can spend less time worrying about the price and more time finding the vehicle right for you.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
And welcome back. 4th and 8 for the Cardinals. They'll work out of the shotgun. Rolling out to the near side, looking for somewhere to go. Here comes pressure. Looking downfield and throws it away. That's going to be intentional grounding. I mean, he didn't even get the football to the original line of scrimmage. There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, the football, they have to get across the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I think that he was just making sure by the line judge over there where it actually went out. So
good job by the Liberty defense. So it'll be Liberty football. Yeah.
Liberty ball.
Yeah, they turned it over on downs. But see, there's still a flag out there. Ed Judge has not picked his flag up yet.
Yeah, not till they mark it off.
Yeah. So that will, and it's a spot foul, too. That helps a bunch.
Liberty takes over at the 45?
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of the 28.
Yeah. So still 8-0 Liberty. And it will be first and 10, Liberty Eagles. And now here is official water break. So we didn't have any last week, but we're going to take them this week. It's Eagle football on 96.9, the Fox.
When you need a bonded and insured company with the trust only years of quality service can bring, you need Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service in Mountain View and Willis Springs. If you break down or have an accident, you can trust Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service to do the job. They have the experience and the equipment to do any job, from small car to semis. Keep this number in your phone, 934-6594, and call Gentleman Jim's anytime you need a tow. Gentleman Jim's in Mountain View and Willis Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Welcome back. First and 10, Liberty's ball at their own 45-yard line. Again, the timer is down on the scoreboard, so we're kind of in the dark. We know we're in the first. Snap is made. Rolling out. There's pressure. Looking down. Oh,
they're going to get a hold on that.
Yeah.
Going to get a hold on Cox. He got his hands off, but I think he just kind of got caught up in a shoulder pad.
Yeah.
It turned him, so they're going to get him for a hold right there in the backfield.
10-yard penalty, and that was with the pressure. Neely.
They had some pressure coming in off the end there.
Yeah, 62. So Liberty's offensive line in the line of scrimmage. They got to hold it together tonight. 8-0 again, Liberty. Now it's first and 20, and the ball is back up to the Liberty 35-yard line. Eagles will stay in the shotgun. 2-by-2 motion. Melby comes. They're going to hand it off to Cox. Cox up the middle, and he gets tripped up, but he does get across the 35 down to the 36. So second and long. Eagles need to get it to the Cardinal 45. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Liberty working to the left. Eagles will go with trips, shotgun. Cox spots up to the left of Toon. There's all kinds of pressure.
Yeah, they brought the house on that one.
Yeah. And the sack is made back at the 30-yard line. So Liberty going the wrong way this series right here. Third and really long. Now they need a 26-yard play. Liberty needs to pick up 26 yards to get a new set of downs. Again, trips to the left.
We got an equipment timeout.
Yep. 52.
Yeah, one of the Miller linebackers there. Marsh.
Amaro. So third and long. Eagles will work out of the shotgun. Rolling. Looking downfield. Got some pressure. Looks. He's got a target. And it's caught! Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Roger Hefner!
72 yards.
Toon rolls to his left. Hefner runs the fly route, and the Eagles take it 72 yards for six more. Flag on the play, though.
It's against Miller.
Yeah, it's against Miller. So the touchdown will stand, and the Eagles go up 14-0 here in the first quarter. So the Eagles will line up for the two-point conversion.
Well, you asked. You know, we needed a 22-yard, 26-yard play.
72 is better.
Yeah, I'd rather. I'd go with the 72.
14-0, Eagles for the two-pointer. Uh-oh, bad snap. And the two-point conversion is no good. 14-0, still in the first quarter. We'll come back with the kick. Liberty leads. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Parts City!
Receive a $15 Parts City Auto Parts gift card after rebate with the purchase of any 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Plus, get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limit supply. We can recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. See your Parts City Auto Parts store for details.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City! Are you okay? All right, welcome back. 14-0 Liberty here in the first. Eagles set to kick it off, and there was a penalty.
Yeah, the penalty, it's going to be enforced on the kickoff here.
So the Eagles will kick it from the Cardinal 45. This is where you might be able to put one in the end zone and just no return, and you got them back at the 20. So,
yeah, I mean, they got speed back there on the receiving.
Yeah, yeah, just kick it through the end zone. Nope, Liberty's going to squib it. And they do, and it's picked up. About the 15, and there's a return and brought down at the 19 or 20. First and 10.
They're going to mark it right at the 20.
Again, a pretty good crowd. I mean, it's quite a haul. 2 hours,
yep,
20 minutes.
Hours.
2 hours or 220, 215. Miller Cardinals, their third offensive series. Their first series ended up in a turnover. Thayer is trailing 17-0. Rogersville leading Ava 28-0. And it's 14-0 here. So looks like we got another timeout. We'll take 30 seconds and come right back. It's Eagle Football on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. And some more scores, Tyler.
Yeah, it looks like Skyline's pulled ahead of Willow 28-13. Thayer trails 17-0.
Fullback right up the middle. Breaks a couple tackles, gets into the open field. Now he's got some room to run. Breaks another thin fumble.
He got it back.
And got it back. Boy, Cardinals are gouging the Eagles right up the middle. I mean, A-gap, baby.
About a 52-yard scamper.
And that was Charlie Langston, 27. So Miller puts it right back into Liberty territory. First and 10 is just, what, the 29?
Yes, just across the 30.
Shotgun, and they'll hand it off, tail back again, trying to run off the right side. Going to pick up a few in on the tackle. 54, retune. And some of Liberty's players, they get a new number every week.
Yeah. So he picked up about six on that carry.
Second and four. And they'll work out of the shotgun, slot right. Two receivers. Tailback gets it, looking to get to the edge. Tripped up, not much there. Melby comes up and makes the play for Liberty. With the carry was number, yeah, Sam Ferguson, number six.
Pick up about two.
Third and short. Four down territory for the Cardinals. They trail Liberty 14-0. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Madsen works under center. He's going to keep it himself, and he is stood up, backed up. Forward progress is going to be close.
It's going to be fourth.
Yeah, fourth and a yard. And still in the first quarter, 14-0, Liberty. Madsen will work under center out of the eye. Option and quarterback keeps it. He is not going to get it.
Oh, he got it on the second effort.
Ah, he did, sure enough.
They had him stood up.
Yeah. So first and 10, the drive stays alive for the Miller Cardinals. Football is at the 18-yard line of the Liberty Eagles. Cardinals will come out. Motion and...
Timeout.
Miller timeout. So we shall, is that their second or second timeout?
Yeah, because they called one on the fourth down play earlier.
And we got to be getting kind of close to wrapping up this first quarter.
You would think.
But again, we apologize. The game clock is non-operational. The officials are keeping track of that on the field.
Yeah, the only thing that's working is the play clock.
14-0 Liberty, and get some other scores. Rogersville lead David 28-0. Thayer's trailing 17-0. Grove was up on West Plains 14-7. Skyline leading Willow 28-13. Houston Catholic tied up at 7 apiece. 14-0 here, Liberty with the lead. First and 10, Miller from the Liberty 18-yard line. They'll go full package in the backfield. Shotgun fakes the handoff, rolls to the right side, looking downfield, throws one into the middle, and it's caught. I don't see the signal.
Well, they got him down on the one.
I didn't know if it was the one or if it hit the ground, but it's going to be, just a yard shy.
Who caught that?
Number six. Oh, I'm sorry, 22 with that Neely, 22. So first and goal from the one for the Miller Cardinals. They'll hand it off to the fullback, and he punches it in. The Cardinals are on the scoreboard. Here in the first. Fourteen to six now. That's why I coach. That's my purpose.
Cardinals go for, yep, they're going to go for two or the extra point. They're going for two. And there's the throw into the end zone. It's picked off.
Picked off.
It is picked off. So the two-point conversion's no good. And, oh, Cameron Wood has signed with Evangel University today. She is a, of course, former state champ, finished sixth last year in golf. Yesterday, she shot 70 minus four at the par 74 Ava Country Club. Also made a personal best, seven birdies in the round. Way to go, Cameron. And congratulations, Mom and Dad. Awesome stuff. 14-6 here in the first. It's got to be kind of, we got to be definitely on the bottom side of the first. Cardinals will kick to the Liberty Eagles. Last week, we've seen Hafner and Melby in the backfield to return kicks, and that's what we're going to see here tonight. Miller will spot it up right in the middle of the 40-yard line at their end. And the kick. They're going to angle it. That's going to be taken by Melby. Melby's going to take it off the right side and is brought down at the 35. First and 10. Now we got all kinds of flags thrown. Yeah, Paxton was kind of in there a little bit. I don't know who it's going to be against, if it's going to be offsetting or what, but it will be Liberty football once the officials sort this out. Got to control your emotions. If you can't, you talk to the great athletes. Michael Jordan said it best. He prayed on that. He wanted his opponent to lose their ever-loving mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because
then he could use it against
them. Oh, yeah, and he would wear you out with it. So
unsportsmanlike on Liberty.
On Liberty. So a 15-yarder. So Liberty had pretty good field position. Now they're going to be backed up inside their 20 to the, it looks like, the 18.
The second 15-yarder on Liberty in this first half. Liberty's been penalized three times for 40 yards.
14-6 is the score. First and 10, Liberty at their own 18. You know, and other teams, they'll use that too. If they know they can get under your skin, they'll really push it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be the bullseye.
Yeah. So the officials sorting it out. Liberty again, first and 10. Not really been able to get much of their run game going here early, have they?
No.
Breed June awaits the snap. Low snap, and he has, oh, he does not, yeah, but he does gather it. He tries to fall on it. So Liberty will lose a big chunk right there.
Yep.
Eagles do recover, and it brings up second down. Now it's going to be inside their 10-yard line or near the 5.
Looks like another water break.
Water break or a Liberty timeout? I'm not sure.
It's a water break.
So are we in the second quarter or what?
I think we have to be in the second. Yeah, because they're moving.
That's the end of the quarter.
Oh, that's the end of the quarter. Okay. End of the quarter. So we're getting ready to head to the second. 14-6 Liberty. We're back in 30 seconds. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Inside the 10, nice play, catch and throw with the catch is Jasper Melby. And he picks up, let's see, well, it was first and 18. And so he picks up 10 on the play, brings up third and 8. Eagles again out of the shotgun, trips to the right. Back to pass. Other side. Oh, he had it, but he took his eye.
Yeah.
He was looking downfield. It was right there in his hand.
He was making a move before the ball got there.
He was, wasn't he? I mean, it was right there, and then he turned to look upfield, and it went through his hand. So the Eagles are going to go three and out. And look who's back to receive, number three. Jalen Madsen backs up to the Liberty 49. Punt is off, short, and it's going to take a Liberty roll, no return, and it will be downed at the 47, first and 10. Well, they move it to the 48. So first and 10 for Miller at the Liberty 48-yard line. Cardinals scored on their last possession. Liberty went three and out. They're going to work out of the shotgun. They got deuces to the left. Just on, you know, just into the second quarter motion. Looking to pass downfield, incomplete, and I think if Cooper would have gotten a little read on that, he'd have had his third interception.
Yeah, he was kind of locked in on the receiver. If he could have found the ball right there.
Trenton Pierce was the intended receiver for the Cardinals, number two. Second and 10. Pierce comes back out wide here below us. Pistol formation. No, under center, out of the eye. Fullback gets it, and not much there at all. Gain of a yard, third and 9. So in the secondary, you got Hafner playing safety. Smotherman over on the left side. Cooper here on the right side. Bad snap. Here comes some pressure, and he's down after a one-yard gain.
Good read there by Carter Ellis.
Yep, and pressure was a bad snap, but pressure was coming. And that's going to bring up fourth and long from midfield. Looks like the Cardinals are going to bring out their special teams and punt. bunting duties will go to Connor Neely. Now, he can run, too. He was one of their running backs, we were told, that can make some plays. Low snap, picks it up, almost blocked. Boy, he kicks it up high. And that's going to take a favorable bounce for Liberty. It'll be first and 10 at the 31 for the Eagles. 14-6 Liberty here in the second quarter. Eagles went three and out their last series. Smotherman breaks the huddle. He's out wide to the right below us on the short side. At the slot is Carter Ellett. Look for a little jet here. And that's what they're going to run with Ellett. He finds a seam and takes it out across the 35 to the 36. Well, they're going to spot him at the 35. Gain of 4, second and 6 for Liberty. 14-6, Eagles with the lead.
Kind of a new age counter coming out of that double wing set. Yeah, out of the shotgun.
Graham takes the snap, drops back. Now he's looking way downfield, and it is incomplete.
Boy, that was dangerous.
Yeah, Holden was the intended receiver.
He'd have got it up. He'd have got it in the air a little bit.
Madsen, number 3, broke it up.
That ball was a good line drive. If he'd have had any kind of air under it where Cooper could have went up to go get it. I think Cooper out jumps him.
Number 3 is coming off the field. Third and long. And the Eagles try a little misdirection with Hafner, I believe. That time, that was read well, or Melby, that was read well by the Cardinals. Fourth and long. Eagles will have to punt. Now, back to return, number 6, Sam Ferguson. He'll back up to about the Cardinal 30-yard line. Eagles with the punt. It's going to take a Liberty bounce, and it'll be down at the 30. First and 10, Miller. So see if... Well, their quarterback is still on the sideline, number 3. Now, he's coming back out.
He's going to start at the 29.
Yeah. Madsen comes back out on the field. He got shaken up on that pass defensive play. And they'll work out of the shotgun. They got a receiver on each side. They're going to go under center. Hands it off, looks to bounce it outside, cuts it up, and brought down shy the 35 to the 34.
That was Gerald Mart on that carry.
Wyatt Cox in on the tackle. So pick up a 4, second and 6. In the second quarter, 14-6 Liberty. Miller with 2 receivers, 1 on each side. I formation under center. In handoff on the right side. Short gain.
Paxton Hunter with the tackle.
He picks up a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 4 from the 36-yard line of the Cardinals. No air is moving outside. It's just
none.
Cardinals will work under center. That's where they've had their most success, out of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And rolling out, and Reed Toon gets the tackle.
Smothers.
No, that's Smothers. That's Smothers, yeah.
Good read.
Big loss on the play. And
loss of about four.
Yeah, and it's going to bring up fourth and nine now.
That was kind of a design naked bootleg there.
Yeah.
Little play fake going to the right, kind of roll back to the left, and Preston Smothers just sniffed it out and made a good stop in the backfield.
All right, water break here in the second. So we're about halfway through the second. 14-6, Liberty. We'll take a break. Come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The anchor.
Good.
All right, welcome back. Punt and not return. Down at the Liberty 30, so first and 10, Eagles. Eagles scored all their points in the first two drives.
Yeah, first two possessions. They've been three and out the last two possessions.
First and 10. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Liberty working to the right. Eagles will come out with trips. Smotherman out wide. Then Ellett and the inside receiver, Melby. And so Cox up the middle. That's the biggest run play for the Eagles here for Cox in the first half.
Pick up about six.
Yep, 6 yards, second and four. And again, Eagles will go with trips. This time you've got Holden on the outside. Melby, the middle receiver, at the slot is Ellett.
Comes the pressure right up the middle.
Yep, and they hand it to Ellett. Liberty tries that again. Little
kind of ran right right into the blitz. Still lose of about three.
Yep. So it's going to bring up third and seven. Liberty had some success with that same play right there early. Trips again to the right. Cox in the backfield. Cardinals show blitz. Rolling out is Reed looking downfield. And there's his man, Carter Ellett. Makes the catch in Cardinal territory. He'll be down at the 38-yard line and a new set of downs for the Liberty Eagles.
27-yard catch by Ellett. Good route running there by Ellett. Found an open spot there on this sideline and just kind of sat down.
Yeah, he's a big target.
Waiting for Graham to kind of get out of the pressure to be able to find him.
Trips to the left, kind of in a tight formation. Pistol. Looking downfield again, zipping it. Oh, looking for Melby. That time, Graham really didn't get planted.
We got a flag over here.
Yeah. timeout. Not sure what. It's an official timeout.
Yep.
Another water break. Hey, well. So, it is a water break. We're in the second, 14-6 Liberty. Coming back in 60 seconds, it's Eagle football on the Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. Liberty with a little throw and catch. Jasper Melby from Graham Toon for 10 yards.
So, it's going to be right at the stick.
Yeah, it's going to be, well, they're going to say just a little, about a half yard shot. Yeah.
Third and short
out of the pistol. They're going to hand it. Oh, He was down. He was down. See if they should rule him down.
Nope.
No. Wow. Okay, so it is a turnover. Unless the official seen it, and then the ball was loose as Wyatt was going down, but it looked like he was down trying to stretch out, and the ball came loose.
Yeah, it looked like the ground hit his arms and knocked it out.
Well, it's turnover. First and 10, Miller from their own 32. And they're going to hand it off, try and run off the left side, breaking tackles, running hard. That is 22, Connor Neely.
He's going to pick up about four.
Second and 7 for Miller. Cardinals will stay in that same formation, receiver on each side. Bad snap. He hands it off. Oh, able to bounce outside. Yeah. Cutting back now to the middle of the field, breaking tackles, brought down, and a flag thrown. Tackled at the 49.
Yeah, I mean, Elliott got held big time coming off the end.
Face mask on Liberty. So, incidental face mask, so it's just a 5 yards. But that puts the football in Liberty territory, first and 10 at the Liberty 45 for the Miller Cardinals.
Fourth penalty on the Liberty in this first half.
Liberty leads 14-6. Cardinals will work out of the pistol. Two receivers, one on each side. Fakes the handoff, now floats one. It's caught by 22 and out of bounds. Catch made by 22, Neely.
It's going to be for about 14 yards.
Tackle made by Holden. New set of downs. they're floating back out of the back.
Kind of out into the flat there. Just a little play action. Just kind of floated it right over Ellett's head there.
Ferguson in a tailback. Neely, the fullback, and he does not get to the option quarterback keeper.
He's going to pick up 7 or 8 on that, depending on where the spot is.
It Madsen to the left side.
He pick up about 7.
2nd and 3. Here in the second quarter and the bottom half of the second quarter, again, the clock is not working. Looking to pass. Here comes pressure. Caden Day Gardner. Now he's just going to throw one away. Incomplete. 3rd and short. 4-down territory, though, for the Cardinals.
Good pressure coming off that right side there by Garner.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, Madsen wanted to throw it here on the near side.
Yeah, the coverage and the pressure,
they're going to do some power football right here. Quarterback keeper
had him.
Yep. Cardinals will pick up the first down.
Pick up about 8.
Oh, 1st and 10, 14-6, Liberty. Now the Cardinals are in a little bit of a hurry-up offense. Same formation, kind of a power.
A little tush-push here.
Yeah. Direct snap. Oh. And there's a penalty flag thrown at the end of the play. Caden Day Gardner got back there, but then just got pushed.
Yeah.
Right off the tackle. So it looks like it's holding.
Going to be holding on Miller.
On Miller.
That'll be the third penalty on Miller here in the first half. He'll be penalized for 44 yards.
And that will back them up. It'll still be first down.
1st and 20.
Miller studied some Thayer tape, hadn't they?
They have. Miller's going to be a handful in class one. Their speed is
1st and 20. Back to pass. Pressure. Flushed out of the pocket. There's the flag.
Finally.
Yep. Flag thrown. That's going to be another holding.
Oh, and then another flag comes in late. That's going to be probably offset it.
Got to keep your composure. You just got a gift.
Yeah, it was going to be 1st and 30.
Yeah. But I'm not sure what the second one.
It's going to be unsportsmanlike. One of the Liberty players is running little lip service over there, kind of right in front of the white hat.
That'll earn you back in the day gassers.
Yep, there's a hold on Liberty and an unsportsmanlike on, hold on Miller, unsportsmanlike on Liberty. So what you do, you mark off 10 and then mark off 15. There's going to be 5 from where he's standing right now. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be 1st and 15.
Well, from the wherever the foul was. Okay, yeah. Yeah, 1st and 15. Could have been 1st and 30. Timeout. Miller, this has got to be their third.
I don't know, I'm confused with the time.
Yeah,
I'm working, and
they have called two timeouts.
Well, this is, they called the timeout here, so this,
they're
third.
They're done.
So it's got to be towards the end of the second. Again, you know, when there's no, the timer on the clock is not working. The officials are keeping track of that on the field. But the Cardinals are looking at first and 15. They are definitely in four down territory. It'd be really nice to know how much time, you know, is on the clock, because that would kind of help with possibly what their strategy is, you know. Two minutes. Okay, 2 minutes left in the half. Two seconds. Okay, 2 seconds. Yep, 2 seconds left. Yeah, they're going to. Liberty could use a timeout right now.
Yeah, they've got Madsen split out right here to the left. Look for Bader Clayton to take this snap and look for
Madsen
over here in the end zone.
2 seconds to go in the half.
Heffner needs to be playing over the top. Here it comes.
Yeah, flushed out of the pocket. Looking back, throwing one up. And it's picked off.
Is
Wyatt Cox. Wyatt Cox with the interception. And that's the end of the first half. So after one half, Liberty has the lead over the Miller Cardinals, 14-6. And they're telling us they're going to try and work on the clock and possibly get it fixed and going for the second half. It was working earlier, but right at kickoff, it just kind of spazzed out. But again, your score at the half, Liberty with the lead, 14-6. We'll take a break. Come back with first half stats. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Friday night lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Before you pay full price for guns, ammo, or tools, make the smart stop first. Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View has firearms, ammunition, accessories, and tools at prices that just make sense. Shop for what you need, trade for what you don't, or turn unused gear into cash. From gun cabinets to toolboxes, you never know what a great deal you'll find. Ozark Trading Post, smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Right now at Park City Auto Parts, get free Brake Best Select brake pads when you buy 2 Brake Best Select brake rotors. Or get free Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct Professional Grade brake pads when you buy 2 matching Professional Grade brake rotors. Restrictions apply. See Park City Auto Parts for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Dream on home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
All right, welcome back. 14-6, Liberty with the lead as we are at Miller tonight. And how's it look number-wise?
All right. At the half, Liberty's 21 yards on the ground, 119 through the air, 140 total offensive yards for the Liberty Eagles. Liberty scores on a 21-yard run by Jasper Melby. Two-point conversion was good. Liberty scores on the second possession on a 72-yard pass to Roger Hefner. Two-point conversion, no good on that one. Liberty turned the ball over one time, penalized five times for
a bunch.
Yeah, 60 yards in the first half on penalties. Over to the Miller Cardinals. Miller goes for 142 on the ground, 31 through the air, 173 total yards for the Miller Cardinals in this first half. Miller scores on a one-yard touchdown by Neely. They turn the ball over two times, fumble recovery, or a fumble, and an interception right there to end the second quarter to go into halftime.
Fumble recovery by Ellett and the interception by Wyatt Cox.
Yeah.
But, Liberty was, I mean, it's a pretty
even
game offensive totals.
Yeah. Liberty's just scoring big on the big plays.
Yeah.
Miller's defense doing a great job keeping Liberty's run game under wraps pretty much. They're kind of getting some yards when they get to the outside with the speed, Melby and
Carter Ellett,
the little counters, coming off that little
that was working really good in the first.
Yeah, and they keep running to that right to the to the offensive line's right side.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of where the beef's at up front for Liberty. With the absence of Brian Thompson here this evening, Liberty's kind of having to do some adjusting there on the front. You're looking, this Miller Cardinals bunch is going to be, they're going to be a handful come postseason in Class 1.
Yeah, they're fast.
They're fast. I mean, fast. It's about the only time you'll see Liberty skill players matched up with speed.
Yeah.
It's been a great first half. Both teams kind of measuring each other, so we'll kind of see what Coach Gass has in the adjustment book here in the second half. We got to get the run game established.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the big plays as much as anybody, but when you can be consistent, getting 4, 5, 6 yards, from the line of scrimmage on your run game, then it makes the whole defensive scheme have to adjust and account for that, which then in turn leaves your speedsters
a little more room
to act on the outside. So that's kind of my recap of it.
Yeah. We've got another half still yet to go. We will be the last game to finish up tonight.
We got a score.
10 minutes after 11.
Yeah, we got a score update. Catholic leads Houston 21-13. Last reported, Skyline was up 28-13 over Willow. Last report I had, West Plains was up 20-14 over Mountain Grove. Logan Rogersville was up big over Ava 28-0.
Gazette
was up 17-0 over Thayer, and Kabul was up 20-15 over Donovan.
And Salem was leading Lynn as well.
Okay.
And we'll kind of turn things over to the studio and jump in to the halftime. We'll be coming back with the second half. Again, after one half of play, Liberty leads the Miller Cardinals 14-6. Back in just a bit.
When second's making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling in Willow Springs, servicing the surrounding areas, and they're on call 24 hours a day. Does not matter. You call them, they'll be there. Holidays, they'll be there. 417-469-3982. Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling, keeping you warm in the winter and nice and cool in the summer, and they've been doing it for years. Again, on call 24 hours a day. 417-469-3982. A Ream Pro Partner.
Liberty Eagles football on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
And Dylan back here in the studio with you here to run through some updates as we approach the half here. And, of course, since our start time has been pushed back, there are a lot of games ahead of us, so that works pretty well in our advantage. As we were saying there, the last update, Catholic on top of Houston 21-13, so thanks to Gary and Tyler for passing that along. Kabul leads Donovan 26-15 after the third quarter, and West Plains ahead of Mountain Grove 26-14, 7:45 left in the ball game. Elsewhere in the SCA, Gravette, Arkansas leading Fair 24-0, last update at the half. And last update, Salem leading Lynn 20-0 at the half. And also the last update, Skyline leading Willow Springs 36-13. It looks like they're about to end the third quarter. Let's see here. Elsewhere across the area, Nixa on top of Joplin 23-20. Webb City over Waynesville 42-13 at the half. Republic leading Kickapoo 48-10 in the third quarter. Ozark over Willard 34-6 in the middle of the second quarter. Fairgrove leading Hillcrest 39-12 at the half. Marshfield leading Reed Springs 50-0 in the third quarter. Nevada leading Carl Junction 24-21 at the half. And let's see if we got any more here. And Lockwood leading Archie 36-26 in the middle of the second quarter.
You need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
And we do have that excessive heat warning, and that goes in effect until Sunday at 8 p.m., currently 86 degrees here at the studios in West Plains. It's going to be hot this weekend, folks. 99 as the high for the daytime Saturday with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Heat index values as high as 104 and a calm wind. Saturday night, 73 as the overnight low and a slight chance of thunderstorms once again, but mostly clear. 99, a daytime high again on Sunday, 67 Sunday night. 95 for your Labor Day and 97 and hot for your Tuesday. Gary and Tyler will be right back. It's Eagles football right here on the Fox.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
Got a guitar collecting dust, an amp you never use, or gold and silver coins tucked away in a drawer? Turn them into something useful at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. Buy, sell, or pawn musical instruments and gear, and bring in your gold and silver coins for top prices. Whether you're looking for your next guitar or ready to turn valuables into cash, make the smart stop. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Most of us have a truck story, whether it's memories of grandpa's old truck or the truck your mom and dad drove when they were dating. For the truck that will someday be part of your family's stories, get yours at Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
This is John Bailey. Together, let's drive a Bailey, Chevy, or GMC.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
The Bank of Birchtree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Parts City.
Now's the time to replace your worn-out wiper blades at Parts City Auto Parts. Save $10 when you purchase a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They repel water and clear your windshield to improve visibility. We'll even install your new wiper blades for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Godfather, I need help. Yes you do. What is it that I could assist you with?
I've got some friends coming over and no time to cook. What should I do?
You truly need Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's Pizza in Mountain View. Dine in or carry out. Pizza, wings, ice cream, and so much more. Call in your order ahead of time. 417-934-5334. Godfather's Pizza, East 5th Street, Mountain View.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Selling the American dream, one home at a
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's time for new appliances from Foster's Appliance in downtown Mountain View. Foster's Appliance has top brands, great prices, and they service what they sell. Stop by and check out their full line of refrigerators, freezers, laundry sets, and products from name brands such as GE, Crosley, and Speed Queen. And don't forget, they also work on almost all brands of appliances. That's Foster's Appliance, 104 West 1st Street, Mountain View.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Shop our large selection of new Chevrolet Buick and GMC vehicles, plus a huge inventory of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We make buying easy with our best price up front, so you can spend less time worrying about the price and more time finding the vehicle that's right for you.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
When you need a bonded and insured company with the trust only years of quality service can bring, you need Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service in Mountain View and Willis Springs. If you break down or have an accident, you can trust Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service to do the job. They have the experience and the equipment to do any job, from small car to semis. Keep this number in your phone, 934-6594, and call Gentleman Jim's anytime you need a tow. Gentleman Jim's in Mountain View and Willis Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
At the screen, you have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Part City.
Receive a $15 Part City Auto Parts gift card after rebate with the purchase of any 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Plus, get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limit supply. We can recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. See your Part City Auto Parts store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Welcome back. Cardinals kick it off. Start the second half. They kick it out of bounds. And it goes out of bounds at the 35.
This will be Liberty ball at the 40 for the illegal procedure.
Yeah. First and 10 Eagles. They lead 14-6. They did not get the time fixed on the scoreboard, so first and 10. Toon takes the snap, drops straight back, looks downfield. He's got a target, and he's turned around, and it was intended for Smotherman with the coverage. Ferguson, incomplete.
That ball just kind of sailed on him a little.
Liberty going for a big chunk there on the first play to start the second half. Second and 10 from the Liberty 40-yard line. Trips to the right. Hafner alone on the left side. And they'll feed it to Cox. Big hole opens up. Cox takes it across midfield, picks up the first down.
That's
and that's
12.
The biggest run for Cox on the night. 12-yard scamper, and a new set of downs. In Miller territory, first and 10. First and 10, Eagles. Run slot right. with Ellett. He comes in motion. And they'll feed it to Cox again up the middle, and he takes it across the 40. And another fumble, but they're saying he's down. He was down, so...
Just like he was on the first one.
Yeah.
But I digress. Pick up about 8.
Second and 2 for Liberty. Ball is at the Miller 39-yard line.
Keep feeding him.
Trips to the right, and that's the short side of the field. Back to pass. And it's going to be a quarterback draw. Oh, he's
there. Is.
Yep, there's 15.
Good. Good read there by Graham Toon.
Yep, he slid and got
the hole. Slid. Going to get a helmet to helmet. Going to be 15 on top of that.
Yeah, that's going to take it near the 25, isn't it?
Good heads up play. Had the pressure coming from the outside, able to step up into the pocket.
It's going to put it at the, what, 22?
Yep,
first and 10. They're going to say 20-yard line. So Eagles trips to the left, rolling to the left, and they'll hand it off
counter
to Cox. Cox with a stiff arm, and he's going to pick up a few off the right side. Let's see where they, yeah, he'll pick up 2, second and 8. Eagles have it now at about the 18, now they're going to say 19-yard line. Second down, Liberty. Liberty will stack it on the right side. Single wing. And they get it to Hafner. Hafner, now he's going to lower his shoulder, picks up a few extra yards after contact.
That was Melby.
Or Melby.
Yep.
Who did I say?
Hafner.
Hafner.
He's going to pick up about 6.
He's going to bring up 3rd and 2. In a completely nonpartisan way, just separate fat. 14-6, Liberty. Coming out wide here to the far side is going to be Cooper Holden. Cardinals showing blitz. It's going to be a quarterback draw and fighting for some extra yardage, diving forward. He's going to be just a little bit short.
Short.
That was a good call, though, but a good job.
Ran into one of his own linemen right there at the first contact.
Well, Jarrett Rinker, 72, was able to kind of disrupt that for the Cardinals. Well, they're going to say no gain. Timeout, Liberty. And it'll be 4th and 2, so no gain on the play. We'll keep it here during the timeout. And don't forget, tomorrow morning you want to talk a little Liberty football, Liberty volleyball, Jack and Sally's Deli and Cafe in Mountain View. That's going to be the spot. But tonight, you know, yeah, there's still time. Order some Godfather's Pizza.
Yeah.
You know, take a little bite out of your appetite. I like the thin crust taco pizza. That's kind of my favorite. I like their deli sandwiches, too.
Yeah.
A little Italian sub. That's
yeah, my wife likes the Italian sandwich.
All right, here it is, 4th and 2. Big play here for the Liberty Eagles. Can they get 3 yards here? Cox stays in the backfield. Liberty's going to kind of go with the bunch formation to the right. Toon waits for the snap. Takes it. Gets it to Cox, and Cox is stood up. And it's a loose ball. And coming up with it is the Cardinals. So that's That's third time. Wyatt's kind of let that rock slip out of his hand.
Yeah. He got rocked right there on the first contact. He's kind of shaken up a little bit. Took a big pop.
So the Eagles turn it over on downs. They get it inside the 20 but could not cash in. It stays 14-6. Miller's going to work out of the pistol. They'll hand it off to the tailback, looking to bounce it outside, and there's just not much there, slung down. And that's going to be Smothers making it. Preston coming in.
There's going to be a loss on that carry there, loss of a yard.
Liberty had Ethan Dodd out there for a moment playing in the secondary for Roger Hafner. Hafner comes back out on the field. The snap, quarterback keeper, and he pitches it. Now he's got trouble in the backfield, rolling to the far side, looking to cut it back, and he's going to be hit for a loss, a big loss. And it's going to bring up third and long. Again, shooting through that on the first through the right side. I can't. That may have been Smothers again.
Wasn't
true. And he kind of blew it up.
So 11-yard loss on that.
Third and long. Cardinals are back to their 13-yard line. Out of the shotgun, back to pass, got time, looks into the middle, and it's caught. But he will be shy of the first.
It's going to be about fourth and three.
Pass was completed to 27, Charlie Langston. And it's going to bring up fourth and two. And they're going to go for it. Big play right here. Oh, Caden Day Gardner jumps off sides. The number one rule that you are taught as a mighty miter is you don't go on the cadence, you go on the movement of the ball. So Liberty gives the Cardinals a first down. Now we got a timeout.
Water break.
So we're about halfway through then, third.
I think they said 6 minutes left.
Okay, 6 minutes to go in the third or thereabouts. We'll take a break as well. 14-6 Liberty, you're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
Before you pay full price for guns, ammo, or tools, make the smart stop first. Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View has firearms, ammunition, accessories, and tools at prices that just make sense. Shop for what you need, trade for what you don't, or turn unused gear into cash. From gun cabinets to toolboxes, you never know what a great deal you'll find. Ozark Trading Post, smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Right now at Park City Auto Parts, get free Brake Best Select brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. Or get free Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct Professional Grade brake pads when you buy two matching Professional Grade brake rotors. Restrictions apply. See Park City Auto Parts for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City
cramped up. Both of them, Carter in the...
Yeah. And welcome back. Carter Ellett makes a big defensive play for Liberty, and it's a loss of two, brings up second and 12. Carter's cramping up a little bit. Quarterback for the Cardinals, Jalen Madsen, he's
cramping
up a little bit.
Up.
got to hydrate yourself all week long. No soda pop, no caffeine, no energy drinks, water, Pedialyte, bananas,
ketchup and pickle juice.
So second and 12, Cardinals are going to work under center now, out of the eye. And rolling out the pass. Yeah, that's pressure, another sack. And that time again, Smothers getting through. He's being very disruptive on the right side.
Very.
So third and long, and it backs the Cardinals. Where they spot the football. Looks like the 24 or 5.
Third and 20.
Oh, okay.
On the 34.
Penalty.
Yeah. That backs them up another 5.
Now they're inside the 20 to the 19.
Third.
No penalties here, guys. Cardinals break the huddle. Under center. It's going to be trying to run off the right side. Nothing there. Again, another loss on the play. That was Paxton Hunter making that tackle for the Eagles on the left side.
Loss of about 1.
So fourth and long for the Miller Cardinals. And Roger Hafner back to receive the punt.
Yeah, Jasper Melby's a little shallower.
Snap. And the punt's going to go off the side of the foot. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be good field position, 47. Yep, first and 10 Liberty at the Cardinal 47. 14-6 is still the score, Liberty. Liberty scored both their touchdowns in the first.
Excuse me. Yeah, Liberty needs to put some points on the board here in the third.
Yeah,
kind of get some distance.
Well, you'd breathe a little bit easier if you was up 2 touchdowns, you know.
Absolutely.
And we're probably right around 4 minutes to go in the third. Graham Toon takes the snap, drops back. He's got time. There was now looking downfield. He's got a target. Incomplete, but a flag thrown, 2 flags thrown. And up slow is Matthew Brooks.
Not really sure what the call was.
Could be holding. You know, usually when it's thrown around the line of scrimmage. Holding.
That call. Liberty gets hit with another one. So the 7th penalty on Liberty.
So it's going to be 1st and 20. Ball is now back to the Liberty 43-yard line. Eagles will go with a stack on the left side. Rolling to the right. It's going to be a screen, middle screen to Smotherman. And Smotherman brought down at the 45.
Pick up.
I think if couple, Easton maybe would have cut that up. He worked to the sideline and trying to go left and right instead of north and south. Second and long. And
4 minutes
to go and an official timeout. 4 minutes to go in the third. 14-6. When we come back, it'll be second and 18 for the Liberty Eagles. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
On second and long, run a little counter to Melby. And nothing there, no gain. Third and long. Early in the first quarter, again, Liberty, that works, but Miller is adjusted to it. So third and long for the Eagles. They'll go 2x2. Shotgun. Back to pass. Pressure. Looking and finding Ellett. Catch is made. That's Wyatt Cox. Catch
right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no gain. It's going to be fourth and long. Graham had pressure. And somebody on that left side is getting whipped over there because there is a lot of pressure coming to Graham's attention off that left side. Now we got another official.
Oh, they got blood. You're going to have Melby come out.
No. Melby has to come out. And who's that coming in? Frazier.
Aiden Frazier coming in.
Back to return is number three, Madsen, for the punt. Punt is off. Nice high kick. Fair catch called. Caught at the 30, so first and 10 for the Cardinals. To 14-6, Liberty. Scored in the first quarter and has not scored since. They've had a couple threats, you know, where they've gotten in there and just
stalled out.
One was self-destruct. Miller Cardinals. Now the shotgun. Motion. They fake the sweep. Quarterback's going to keep it up the middle. He gets it to the 35. Reed Toon makes the stop. Second and five. Again, in the bottom half of the third, second and five for Miller. Short pass, and it's caught, brought down at the 45. Baylor Clayton, number eight, with the catch.
Pickup of 11.
New set of downs. And it puts the line of scrimmage at the Miller 46. 14-6, Liberty. Final minutes here in the third. Again, the game clock does not work. Out of the shotgun, quarterback keeper takes it up the middle. He gets hit, brought down after a short gain. He'll get two, second and eight.
Batson, again, he's kind of been the workhorse. Yeah, 12 carries for 38 yards here. Yep. Slot right out of the pistol. Motion, and they'll hand it off to 22, trying to get to the edge, and Liberty strings it out, misses the tackle, and second effort gets a few more.
Going to be short of the first.
And Blake Hendricks lost his helmet. He has to come out for one play.
Pickup was about seven.
Going to bring up third and short. Third and a yard. 14-6, Liberty. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how to... Madsen, under center, out of the eye. This message
presented by the MSH... Straight guys.
Yep, hands it off, spinning off, driving. And now Wyatt Cox loses his helmet. Boy, that's like the fourth Liberty Eagle that's lost their helmet. And they got to come out of play when you lose your helmet.
Good third down stand there by the Liberty defense. No gain on the play. Well, now they did mark you.
They're going to measure.
It's going to be right at six.
And it's going to be close. And I'm going to say first down.
I'm going to say first down too. Ooh, it's like 2 inches short.
Not short enough.
Not short enough. I feel like Kirby Smart.
Lane Kiffin.
Show me them. Oh, man.
So a new set of downs for the Miller Cardinals. In Liberty territory. At the Liberty 44-yard line. Again, final minute of the third. 14-6, Liberty. Cardinals will work under center, out of the eye. That's where they've had their most success. And offsides by Liberty. Going on the hard count. Again, not watching the football. If you watch the football, when it moves, you go. So first and five. I think
that's the end of the third.
The end of the third, yeah. That's the end of the third as we head to the fourth. Eagles 14, Miller Cardinals 6. We'll take a 1 minute break and come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling in Willow Springs, servicing the surrounding areas, and they're on call 24 hours a day. Does not matter. You call them, they'll be there. Holidays, they'll be there. 417-469-3982. Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling, keeping you warm in the winter and nice and cool in the summer, and they've been doing it for years. Again, on call 24 hours a day. 417-469-3982. A Ream Pro Partner.
Madsen under center and fakes the handoff, rolls out, it's got pressure, breaks. Oh, boom!
Big hit, recurve,
pow, retune, yeah.
Lost him about 8 on that sack.
Madsen goes down. So it's going to be 2nd and 12 now. Line of scrimmage backs up to the 47. Cardinals will go back to the I formation, working under center. receiver on each side. And hands it off to 22 right out of the gut. And there's a penalty flag thrown back at the Liberty 41. Looked like a chop block is what I seen, because they was engaged, and then another player.
I think it was a hold. I think he had him by the jerseys. What they're
holding. So it'll still be second down, and that will put the line of scrimmage
at the 49.
Yeah, at the Cardinal 49. Just underway here in the fourth, 14-6 Liberty. Two receivers come out wide to the near side, Langston and Pierce. Two on the left, back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Now being chased. Kate Day Gardner's going to give chase. And forced out of bounds near the 40-yard line is Madsen. Forced out of bounds by Reed Toon.
But he forced him out at 42.
It's going to bring up third and long, but the Cardinals are in four-down territory.
Pick up about nine on that. Third and eight.
Yep. Langston in the backfield with Madsen. Rolls to the short side. Steps up into the pocket. Makes a throw, and the catch is made. Smotherman with the defense. But that will be enough for a Cardinal first down. First and 10. And that's going to put the line of scrimmage at the Liberty 30-yard line. 14-6 Liberty. Cardinals are threatening here. First part of the fourth quarter. Staying in the shotgun. Motion. Now hand it off to 22. Looks to bounce it outside. Tried to cut it back. There's a flag throw. That's going to be a holding.
Going to get a hold on the on Ellett. Or
against
Ellett. Ellett was being held on that end.
So that will back him up 10 yards. And that will bring up first and 20. That'll put the line of scrimmage now back to the 40-yard line. Eagles on defense in a 14-6 game.
Miller's been penalized 8 times for 94 yards so far.
They'll break the huddle. Neely stays in the backfield with... There's a screen. It's caught middle of the field, and tackles made. Number one, Gavin Lewis with the catch. And he picks up about
15.
Yeah. So it's going to bring up second and a short three. Again, Miller's in four-down territory, and they're going to work under center out of the eye. Madsen hands it off to the fullback, and he's going to get the first down for the Cardinals. I'm a little surprised that Miller doesn't just stay with that right there.
Yeah,
and just... Because that is, again, you know, that's where they've had most of their success. New set of downs, first and 10. Madsen will stay under center and work out of the eye. He's got a receiver on each side. Hands it off to the tailback, number six.
Good.
And can't get by Ellett.
good play there by Carter Ellett.
So a loss of a yard, second and 11. Again, we're in the fourth quarter. Liberty hanging on to the lead, 14-6. Miller scored 66 a week ago. Pistol. Oh, he was leaning forward. That's not a false start and complete pass. But that's not a false start.
Should be.
His 27, Langston. I mean, before the snap, he's going forward with his body. Going to bring up third and 11. Out of the shotgun, back to pass. Time looks, finds the receiver. Tackle is made. It'll bring up fourth down for the Cardinals. And it's going to be fourth and 5. Football spotted at the 14-yard line. Out of the shotgun. And all right, official stopped it. Now we're going back. Cardinals in the shotgun. We got this inside receiver right here.
Play clock down to 10.
Yeah.
We're going to get a timeout.
Now timeout.
Tried the hard count.
Yeah. Well, it's worked twice.
Yep.
All right, it's going to be fourth and 4 when we come back in 30 seconds. Liberty leads 14-6. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
All right, welcome back. Tyler, this is a big fourth down play for the Liberty defense right here.
This is a biggie. I don't know how much time's left, but, yeah, we're not getting Liberty. Liberty needs to put a stop, get a stop right here and get the ball back.
Cardinals will work out of the shotgun on fourth and 4 from the 14 to Liberty. Back to pass. Looks. Oh, and he finds his receiver. And tackles made. Now it's a question of
where the forward progress was. And it's going to be a first down.
First and goal for the Cardinals. So the Cardinals with the chance to get on the scoreboard. They're a touchdown and a two-point conversion away from tying it up. They'll work under center on first and goal. Quarterback's going to keep it, and nothing there. Smothers gets through. Preston's had a good game.
Loss of about a yard.
So it's water break, so we've got to be halfway through the fourth.
I was going to say, normally the first one's like at the six-minute mark.
Yeah. So it's going to be second and goal for the Miller Cardinals. And, again, the Liberty Eagles, they have the lead 14-6, about 6 minutes, we're guessing, around 6 minutes, maybe a little more, a little less to go in regulation. We'll take a short timeout. Come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The anchor.
Got a guitar collecting dust? An amp you never use? Or gold and silver coins tucked away in a drawer? Turn them into something useful at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. Buy, sell, or pawn musical instruments and gear, and bring in your gold and silver coins for top prices. Whether you're looking for your next guitar or ready to turn valuables into cash, make the smart stop. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
58 or...
Yeah, Smothers.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. And it's going to be third and goal. Quarterback keeper Smothers makes the stop.
Third and goal from the six.
Yep.
Six, there was, that last time out was the six-minute water
yep.
break.
Clock is still running here. And they're going to go with their heavy package. Quarterback keeper spins, hits, and pushed into the end zone.
Oh, he's short.
He is short.
It's going to be fourth and goal from about the one or two, wherever they spot it.
Well,
I'm looking at the far line judge there.
Yeah.
He's going to be
about
the two.
Yeah, two or three.
2 yards.
Yeah, like two.
Nope, on the one.
On the one.
What the scoreboard says.
Yep. So fourth and goal from the one. This drive is really, the Cardinal offense has been out here a long time. Now they'll run to the line of scrimmage, and they got to use a timeout to avoid delay of game. So timeout, Miller Cardinals will keep it here. And, again, some finals from around the area. West Plains defeated Mountain Grove 26-14. Skyline topped Willow Springs 44-13. Catholic got by Houston 36-29. And it was Gazette, Arkansas defeating Thayer. And we had Ava getting shut out by Logan Rogersville. And at last report, Kabul was winning against Donovan. 14-6 here in the fourth, probably 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say
to go and
under. I was going to say between 4 and 5 minutes because they've run three plays since the 6 minute water break. So,
and they're looking at fourth and goal from the one. Can the Liberty defense get a stop here on fourth and goal from their own 1 yard line?
Here comes the heavy package again.
Yep. They may try and pop it out to the left side. Nope. Quick pass. Now flushed out of the pocket.
Oh.
Looking flushed out. Throws it to the end zone.
It's
incomplete.
Turned over on down.
Liberty has it first and 10 at their own 1 yard line, though. So the Eagles dodge the bullet, but
they're not out of the woods
yet. It's going to be first and 10 from their own one. And here, I love the shotgun. I love the pistol. But here is where you would like to have
go under
a little
center,
jib to go
quick
under
dives,
center.
Quick dives.
So the Eagles now with the football, first and 10 from their own one. Two, now the shotgun. He's going to hand it off. Working a little bit of running room there, a little space.
Is that Melby?
Yep. Yeah, Melby takes it off the right side from the slot. Pick up about three. So a little breathing room. Second and seven. Clock continues to tick. Miller can't have many timeouts left.
No, I think they've got one left.
Eagles with second and eight. Toon out of the shotgun, takes a snap, hands it off. There's a hole, opens up for Cox. Cox gets out near the first down marker. He's going to be a little bit short, but it'll bring up third and short. About third and a yard. I think you just keep running it, eh?
Yep.
Keep pounding it. This would be a good place for a quarterback draw.
Right. Keep pounding it and hang on to the ball.
Yeah. Cardinals are showing blitz here.
Yep, we're going to get a false start.
Oh.
I think on the left guard there.
Oh, boy, these self-inflicted wounds, man. They're, yep, so it'll be half the distance. So now you went from third and one to third and six. Can Liberty keep this drive alive right here? This is a big third down play. Toon takes a snap, drops back to pass, flushed out of the pocket, looks, finds Wyatt, and Wyatt gets a sandwich, breaks the tackle.
Got a flag come in.
Yeah, flag on the far side.
Near side here. So you're going to get a hold. There's a hold.
Another hold on Liberty. Half the distance of the goal.
Oh, it's going to be,
or will they decline to get the football back? That gives them more time. Nope, they're going to.
Yeah, so it's going to be third and nine.
Yeah, it's going to be third and nine.
From the two.
You don't want to punt out of your end zone. Here it is, third and nine, 14-6, Liberty. Graham Toon out of the shotgun.
Well, it's going to be a timeout, Liberty.
Yep, Liberty going to talk things over.
Well, yeah, there it is.
Is it?
Yeah,
Miller's last timeout.
No, he missed. He corrected himself.
Oh, okay.
So both teams will have one left. Got to be inside that three-minute mark.
Yeah.
Well, they said they're supposed to have a water timeout at 4 minutes. Did we have that?
Well, we've already had one water break, though.
They do one at 6 minutes and one at 4 minutes for whatever reason.
Eagles on the road at Miller. Looking at third and nine from their, 3 yard line?
Yep.
You don't want to, boy, it's tough putting out of your own end zone. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Toon takes the snap, drops back. Looks down.
Oh, he's got him.
He's got. Oh! Shoots him. Had him. Had his man
Hester. Had him beat, and he just overthrew him.
And so it's going to be fourth and nine, and the Eagles.
Hester was three or four steps behind him.
They either took that to the house. Do you think you would have had the wherewithal to have kind of?
Oh, no, you take it to the house. You take that one to the house.
You don't take it down and slide down.
No, 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 no,
not on the road. Not on the road when the clock doesn't work. All right, Liberty to punt. And Liberty gets it off.
Got it out of there.
And it's going to be down inside the 35. So Miller with great field position. We have, again, we have no idea how much time is left.
37.
So first and 10, Miller. -6 Liberty. Madsen out of the shotgun. He's got a pair of receivers on each side. Drops back to pass. Throws one up into the air and in.
Oh, that was interference.
I saw that on Easton Smotherman. Both receiver or both players kind of lost the football.
Yeah, but when the receiver tried to break towards the sideline, Easton kind of had him,
yeah,
right around the numbers.
So that's a 15-yard penalty, and it'll put Miller closer to the end zone. Both teams.
11 penalties for Liberty.
Miller's going to spread it out.
Over 100 yards in penalties.
Motion. Hands it off to 22. Bounces off one player. Can't get through the others. Loss on the play. Brings up second down. Clock continues to tick. Each team with one timeout remaining. Second and 12 now for Miller. Two receivers to the right. Shotgun. Rolling to the right with protection.
Get out there.
Looking downfield. Throws one. Incomplete.
Good pressure there by Reed Toon.
Brings up third and 12.
Caden DeGarner doing a good job making him get out of the pocket.
Caden looks a little tired. Got both hands up on his hips.
He's like, I'm tired.
They've been wearing him out. Well, here's where you got.
We got to have big stops right here in the middle.
You got to find it. Third and long. Back to pass. Pump fake. Got time. Looks to the middle. Caught. And tackle made. Again, the catch by number one, Gavin Lewis. And that will bring up fourth and
six.
Seven.
Six or seven? Yep.
And Miller will use their final timeout. We got to be around. The game clock not working, it kind of, you don't know where you're at in the game. So you don't know if it's a run, if they can still run it, if they're going to pass it. Now, the coaches are being informed. It's just us and the spectators. Yeah, the coaches, they're well aware.
I think he's going to tell us right here. Nope.
2:15.
2 minutes, 15 seconds left.
Well, it's fourth and seven. Oh, he said less than a minute. Less than a minute in the game? Did I hear that correct?
I don't know.
I thought, less than a minute to go in the game.
So the white hat just put up 2:15 on his hands. But
fourth and seven, back to pass. Going to the sideline, caught.
It's right at the first down marker.
Right at the first down marker. And the clock will stop.
I think you're going to be.
It's going to be first and goal.
First and goal from about the four.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
If not, well, they'll have to measure it.
they're going to be short. Liberty fans are saying short. They're going to have a measurement. Last time they were 2 inches short, but they got it. That was Tyler's call.
That was my call, yeah.
So,
keep pulling.
Yeah, if we
first down.
They got a first down.
Dude, look.
Hey, you're on the road. You're on the road. So first and goal. So there was under a minute with that play, and the clock stopped out of bounds. So
first and goal from the 5.
Out of the gun. Back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Looks incomplete. Second down. Second and goal. Again, Miller, they need a touchdown, and they need a 2-point conversion to tie it up. Clock stop with the incomplete pass. Second and goal from the 5. Miller stays in the shotgun. Back to pass looking. Throwing to the corner. Tipped away. Incomplete.
Good defense there by Easton Smith.
Yeah.
The ball went straight up, and the receiver was laying on the ground and had a shot at it.
I had a flash of Lamar.
Oh.
Ball game. Ball game. Liberty wins 14-6 on the road at Miller. Eagles move to 2-0. And they get ready for the Thayer Bobcats a week from tonight at the Nest. 14-6 Liberty with the win. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up, and then we're going to get on the road and head east. So stay put. We're coming right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Most of us have a truck story, whether it's memories of grandpa's old truck or the truck your mom and dad drove when they were dating. For the truck that will someday be part of your family's stories, get yours at Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
This is John Bailey. Together, let's drive a Bailey, Chevy, or GMC.
Bailey, Chevy, GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Parts City.
Now is the time to replace your worn-out wiper blades at Parts City Auto Parts. Save $10 when you purchase a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They repel water and clear your windshield to improve visibility. We'll even install your new wiper blades for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
Friday Night Lights. Big plays. Unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Godfather, I need help.
Yes you do. What is it that I could assist you with?
I've got some friends coming over and no time to cook. What should I do?
You truly need Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's Pizza in Mountain View. Dine in or carry out. Pizza, wings, ice cream, and so much more. Call in your order ahead of time. 417-934-5334. Godfather's Pizza, East 5th Street, Mountain View.
Welcome back. The Liberty Eagles get the win on the road at Miller, 14-6, and it was a thriller to the very end. But again, the Eagles hang on, get the win. They scored both their touchdowns in the first half, first two drives, and then Miller, you know, kind of adjusted. And Liberty was a little shorthanded tonight.
They were.
You know, good for them to overcome and get the win and move to 2-0. But how's it look?
Great win on the road.
Yeah,
you know that. I mean, this is a really good Miller team. But Liberty, they go for 59 on the ground, 121 through the air, 180 total yards. Most of that coming in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really do much in the second half. Miller goes for 138 on the ground, 108 through the air for 246. And only scoring one touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hats off to Liberty defense. Made some big plays when they needed to make them. but, like, you know, like what we said, you know, Liberty scored on the first two possessions and then just kind of just went through the motions and stalled out through the whole the next three quarters. I'm not going to say that it was Liberty's fault. There were some good adjustments made on the Miller defensive side.
Yeah.
They took away some of the stuff, the big plays. The big play there on third and goal or third and long coming out of our own end zone.
Yeah, we needed 72.
he throws a good ball there, but you know, just a great win on the road. I mean, we would have liked to seen Liberty score a couple more touchdowns just to kind of put that cushion there. But and it's tough for us. We don't have a clock to go by.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was a good football game. A lot of things to clean up. Penalties. Liberty's penalized 11 times for over 100 yards.
Well, the one thing that I've seen that is was a little worrisome, a lot of penalties, and Liberty, you know, again, in scoring position,
yeah.
And then the penalties just
takes you out of it.
And then, you know, you've got your defense has made a hold, and then offsides,
yeah.
And you know, they're not going to snap it.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, the penalties, Liberty needs to clean that up a little bit, but, you know, regardless, they are 2-0, and they will host the Thayer Bobcats Friday night. And Thayer will be gamey. Thayer beat Liberty last year.
Yeah. And, you know, looking down the road, this Miller team, when they run into Thayer, the Thayer-Miller
game,
that'll be a freaking bloodbath.
I mean, Miller's, they got size.
They got
lots of speed.
What they have, five different runners coming out of the backfield tonight.
The one thing that I was thinking they were going to be a little better throwing the football.
I did too.
Their quarterback, he's Madsen. He's real deal, but he's
a run first.
He's the more running quarterback.
Yeah, he's a run first, and when you put him in a position where he has to throw the ball, Liberty was able to capitalize
on
that.
They were. Again, Liberty wins 14-6. Eagles improved to 2-0 for Tyler Chowning and Dylan. I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night, and we'll see you next Friday night for more Eagle football on the Fox.
have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's time for new appliances from Foster's Appliance in downtown Mountain View. Foster's Appliance has top brands, great prices, and they service what they sell. Stop by and check out their full line of refrigerators, freezers, laundry sets, and products from name brands such as GE, Crosley, and Speed Queen. And don't forget, they also work on almost all brands of appliances. That's Foster's Appliance, 104 West 1st Street, Mountain View.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Shop our large selection of new Chevrolet Buick and GMC vehicles, plus a huge inventory of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We make buying easy with our best price on the front, so you can spend less time worrying about the price and more time finding a vehicle that's right for you.
Touchdown, Liberty!
Liberty Eagles football on 96.9 The Fox.
And Dylan back here in the studio with you guys. We're going to wrap things up here pretty quickly, go down through some final scores that we do have, as most of the games have pretty much wrapped up, and of course that kind of works in our favor with the later start time. Fair with a loss tonight over Gravette, Arkansas, 45-8. Salem, 27-0 over Lynn at the end of three. That's, I guess they are still in that one. Catholic getting the upset tonight over Houston, 36-29. A very close game, though. Tie there at the half, I believe. And so that was all back and forth. But Catholic getting the win tonight over the Houston Tigers. Kabul with the win tonight, 26-21 over Donovan. And that's West Plains getting a win tonight over Mountain Grove, 26-14. And we'll look at some other area scores here. Two football updates. If you'll just bear with me here, I gotta get that pulled up. And let's see. Surely one I'm not thinking of here. Of course, Liberty with a very big win holding them off. Eagle defense did really great job just helping pull towards the end and not get Miller to make another run. So, okay, finally got some scores here. Nixa with the win tonight over Joplin, 30-27. It was Webb City with the upset, 63-19 over Waynesville. Republic with the win, 54-10 over Kickapoo. Carthage, 49, Lebanon, 12. Tipton over Pierce City, 28-14, the final. And Rogersville, 55-0 over Ava. Fair Grove with the win tonight, 52-20. Actually, no, that is in the fourth quarter, but I am assuming that's getting close there. Ozark over Willard, 48-12 the final. Clever over Stockton, 28-7 the final. Ash Grove winning another one, so they are 2-0 now, 38-0 to 20 over El Dorado Springs. Skyline, I don't think I announced that one. Skyline with the victory tonight, 44 to 13 over Willow Springs. And Liberal over Jasper, it's 28 to 12, Liberal with the win. So those are a look at some other area scores. We're not going to take any calls for game balls just for the sake of time and with it being this late. But I do want to thank you all for tuning in, and a big thank you to our sponsors, Ozark Trading Post, Mountain View Auto Parts, Greg's Body Shop of Mountain View, Monarch Realty, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, Coulter Heating and Cooling, Ozarks Healthcare, the Anchor 24-Hour Convenience Store, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Godfather's Pizza, Current Incorporated, Simmons Bank, West Plains Bank, Liberty Branch, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, Gentleman Jim's Towing, as well as Foster's Appliance of Mountain View. Thank you to all of our sponsors. And, of course, we were not able to have that live video stream tonight just because of the angling of the press box. It was a little bit lower. We couldn't get a very good angle to give that to you guys this week. But we will have that next week for you guys as we'll be at home versus the Thayer Bobcats. For Gary Lee and Tyler Shonig, I'm Dylan Groves. We will be with you next week as the Thayer Bobcats come to town at the Nest.
96.9 The Fox.
KUPH Mountain View.
I was a ghost, I was alone. 저어진 길 속에 given the throne, I didn't know to believe I was the queen that I meant to be.
I lived to die, tried to take both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a helpless child, could have got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid.
Could that be your stage?
96.9 The Fox. Your home for today's hit music.